This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, great Saturday morning to you on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Charlie, great to be with you this morning, virtually this time.
Live from where?
Well, I'm here at the Valspar Championship. It's been an unbelievable week. What a golf course. So much to talk about today as far as the Copperhead course is concerned. Charlie, I know you've been here quite a few times through your career. It's an unbelievable golf course. And, you know, looking at the leaderboard from the discussions that we've had this year, Charlie, it was always a question to where these regular events, the smaller events, the non-elevated events, how they would hold up. And check this leaderboard out, Charlie. We have Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth at the top. So what a weekend ahead. Great to be with you this morning.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and you're in your old stomping grounds. You went to high school at IMGA Academy, just a little south of where you are, so you're in golf country. And Innisbrook is one of the original big resorts in Florida, and it's on the west coast of Florida, so the weather's a little different, and it's further north. It's not down in West Palm Beach where Doral is and so on and so forth. So it's an interesting dynamic in Florida that you get a little more of a fall feeling. So you're going to get some funny weather today, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. 80% chance of rain this afternoon. And overall all week, I mean, the weather's been perfect, but there was definitely a notable change yesterday afternoon with some strong winds coming in. But it's 400 acres of swamp, and I've watched some unbelievable golf, and Webb Simpson got to watch a lot. You know, I was supposed to be on Keegan Bradley's group with Webb and KH Lee and Webb and or Keegan, my apologies, ended up withdrawing, and Jonathan Bird took his spot. Great golf underway, Charlie. As far as the course is concerned, I ran into one of your good friends yesterday afternoon out there, and his name is Todd Hamilton. Obviously, he's a legendary coach, Todd Brandt Snedeker, now teaching Billy Horschel. But, he raved about you and told me to ask you about some of the great times that y'all had in Innisbrook for Golf Digest.
Oh, we had wonderful times, and it's Todd Anderson. I have to correct you; it's not Hamilton.
Yeah, Todd Anderson.
Apologies. He's the director of instruction at the Players Golf Course, but he spent many, many years at Sea Island, and he came up as a rookie with Jim Flick and Bob Toski and all the guys that really built the golf school business back in the early 70s. And Todd has blossomed. He's helped a lot of good players, and wonderful man, good family man, and I enjoy his company anytime I'm with him and his knowledge of the game.
No, we'll absolutely get him on the show soon. He has your number, Charlie. Expect a call from him soon. So great to walk with him. Great to golf, such a small world. Brought you up and heard some stories about y'all's days back in Innisbrook. Chuck Cook as well. That was cool to hear. That was cool to hear. Charlie, what about last week? Scottie Scheffler wins the Players. He's back at number one for the third time in his career. What were your thoughts coming out of TPC Sawgrass?
Well, Scottie has proven to be a great player, and he not only wins, but he wins by five, six, seven shots, just like when he won the Masters last year. So he's drawing everybody's attention, and his attitude and his persona are incredible. Such a humble kid that really understands where he comes from, and he was, his mom and dad are the salt of the earth. I've met him, I love him, and they gave their son an opportunity, and his coach.
Randy Smith.
Yes, Randy Smith is also, he's a good old West Texas boy, probably chews a little too much chewing tobacco, but but he is really he's really, really good. He's helped Justin Leonard. He has one of the best junior programs in Dallas. And I've taught with him. I've played with him, and he's just a wonderful guy to be with. And he keeps it simple and he keeps it light. And he's got that old West Texas philosophy, you know. So it's kind of like talking to a cowboy.
Yeah, you know the chaw between the cheek and gum. I had to get out yesterday afternoon, Charlie, and watch some of Jason Duffner. You know, he's got one of the prettiest swings on tour. He's always got a big lip in between the gum and cheek.
Yeah, he sure does. So
now,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, Charlie, on the note of Scheffler, you know, the Masters dinner, the menu was released. You get a chance to look at that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah. You got cheeseburger, sliders, firecracker, shrimp, tortilla soup. Either you get a choice of ribeye or redfish, and then warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. Very solid menu. I enjoyed Hideki's, you know, a couple years ago. Well, obviously, I wasn't there, but as far as rating some of these Masters champion menus, I thought Hideki, you know, with the Japanese cuisine looked very good. But Scheffler, classic guy, rolling with steak and potatoes, good choice for Scotty.
Oh yeah, good choice for the whole group that's going to be
there.
You're
going to make everyone happy. Is that the idea there?
Is it true we're going to have two different tables, one for the PGA Tour and one for LIV?
Yeah, you know, speaking of LIV, Charlie, we do have some LIV golf going on right now. Second week in Tucson, and Mark Leishman leads the way out there. But anyways, you know, Scotty has made some jokes about, you know, how the tables are going to be set up, and you know, him and Bubba Watson are still good friends, you know, because Scotty employs Ted Scott, Bubba's old caddy, and you know, they've made some jokes how Scotty's going to sit Bubba at another table. But you know, Charlie, then you hear Tiger talk about it, and you know, it can get a little personal that night.
Well, I hope it comes out the right way. I think once these guys get around and remember the days they've spent on the golf course, the days they've spent at the dinner, the days they spent with each other's family, you know, we got to come we got to put down the sword and become friends, because just like in the magazine I have in front of me, the golf magazine, it's their product is team golf. It's a different approach to what they're doing. They've got, you know, all the captains of the team, and it's a different product with, you know, past PGA Tour winners, and you got, you know, Mickelson, and you got, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. But let's bury the hatchet and become friends.
Well, Charlie, you know who else puts together great teams and, you know, is helping businesses grow so communities can prosper is our friends over at Insperity.
Oh, you got that right. And I just had a meeting with Steve Arispe, the president of Insperity, and he and Paul Sarvati are such great people, and they really know how to treat their employees. Last year, Insperity let their employees do 68,000 hours of community service. It's all about the community. Their tagline is, their mission statement is helping business succeed so communities can prosper. And what they do for businesses, number one is HR. Number two, help their payroll. I mean, we just had kind of a funny thing happen with the banking out in California, and they had to sit in there, and they were part of that because they have so many customers all over our country. It's a $6.5 billion company because it is a friendly, customer-friendly business. And if the small business owner that's listening today, you want help with some of your business and you want some more ideas, give Insperity a call. Log on to Insperity.com, and it's a company that you will really enjoy doing business with. So I've been talking about them since 1986. I met them over in Spain. Wonderful people, wonderful company, and they're customer friendly. in Sparity and Sparity.com. Give them a call.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. 31-year-old Adam Shank out of Purdue leads the way at the Dallas Bar Championship 7-under. He has never won a PGA Tour event. He will look to do so this weekend. Of course, you have a nice mix of stars and you know, guys out of University of Texas in the top five. Kramer Hickok and Cody Gribble sit at 6 and 5 under. Charlie, you know, 2 minutes left in this segment, but you know, Tommy Fleetwood is one of the elite European players who has not won on the PGA Tour yet. He's won a lot over in Europe. He sits at 5 under. He's in third place. How tough is it to break through that threshold?
Boy, it's tough. It's not only tough to win, but, you know, his best finish was at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. He almost won that, but he's a great player, a good ball striker. He came on some, you know, some hard times with his golf swing. He went to Butch Harmon to get some consulting, and it looks like he's got it back in the groove. And this is a good golf course for him because he's a straight driver. If his putting can hold up, he could win this weekend, because it's going to have Scottish weather this afternoon in Florida, correct?
Yes, correct. And, you know, our friend Bruce Davidson, Charlie, when I was walking with him at the Houston Open, he said Fleetwood might be the best ball striker that is out there. But we'll talk more about this Texas bunch in the lead at the top. Over on the LIV Golf Tour, Mark Leishman leads the way at 6 under in Tucson. We'll be right back on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, 15 minutes past the hour here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Charlie, big news in the world of golf this week. You know, there's this idea that the golf ball goes too far, and the USGA needs new rules to make it go shorter. And this week, they proposed that. They proposed a potential golf ball rollback that would see distance come back up to 20 yards. Your thoughts there, Mr. Epps?
Well, it is responsibility of the RNA, the responsibility of the USGA, responsibility of the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, all of the governing bodies of the sport, the LPGA, to keep it going the right direction. And we must admit that the ball is going incredible distance. I mean, it's just scary how far these guys are hit, close to 400 yards with certain conditions. So they're just doing their due diligence. That's a big word for me, but that's a responsibility. And they put out their argument. They put out the statistics. They have everything because of the TrackMan, and it produces spin and it produces distance. And we've got better athletes. And you look at guys like Zach Johnson, who is a great, great golfer, PGA golf professional, won the Masters, won the British Open. But he can't compete on all these other courses because he's too short. And yeah. So I don't think it's wrong what they're doing. It's open for discussion. Nothing has been decided yet. They're going to get everybody's opinion, and then they're going to make a judgment with everybody's information. So there's nothing wrong with the process. I think it's great.
Now, Charlie, a couple things. Do you think there's any chance that we could see the USGA go through with this and implement it into U.S. Opens and U.S. Amateurs while the PGA Tour stays with the current golf ball? Could you see players having to change golf balls going into major championships?
If you look at at the history of the game, and it was developed in Scotland, and they started out with, you know, different rules and different regulations, and they've matured. But we're a band of one. The PGA is working with the PGA Tour. The RNA is working with the USGA, and the amateur bodies are working with the professional game. And the great thing about golf is that you can play the same equipment. You can play the same golf courses from different tees as the professionals. I mean, yeah, we can't go play on the field where they have the Super Bowl with football. We can't play in Minute Maid Park, you know, with baseball. So it's a game that must stay together, and it will.
Now, Charlie, what about the courses like Medina, like the Country Club? I mean, even Augusta, we've seen in the last 2 years, they're having to lengthen, you know, the 13th hole. You know, is that something that the USGA is thinking about, that they can't, they, you know, if they start hitting it, you know, 50 more yards where players are hitting it, you know, up to, you know, 350 to 380, you know, some of these historic golf courses, Pebble, you know, can they hold up to the guys hitting the ball that far? You know, you can't lose those courses.
You won't lose those courses. Pebble Beach is still in the rota for the U.S. Open. The Pebble Beach has a professional tournament every year. Pebble Beach is a landmark in golf in the United States, especially on the West Coast. And everybody likes to go play Pebble Beach because they see it on television. They see the professionals play it. They see all the celebrities play it. And they can modify some of the tees, and they do that. And I don't, you know, there's some of the courses that might not want a professional tournament, like Austin Country Club, and yeah, you know, so be it. But there's 10,000 golf courses in the United States, and there's 40 million golfers. This isn't the demise of the tour. This is, they're all going to acquiesce and come together. This isn't world politics. This is the game of golf.
Yeah, and you see, Charlie, a lot of pros, you know, say that they simply can't move the golf ball anymore, and a lot of people would argue that is the artistic part of this game.
Well, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. You can see some shots. You'll see some shots on the 16th hole on the course they're playing this weekend. They'll be over in the left trees, and they'll come out low, and they'll hook it back to the green. Back to, you know, you can see that all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the technology, you know, you might have to outlaw all the technology for the, you know, you get from the TrackMan and so on and so forth. But, you know, the arrows go straighter. That's the bottom line. That's progress. I think we our human nature is that somebody comes up with what they've done with the USGA and the RNA, and everybody starts panicking. Relax.
Oh, yeah. JT panicked. You know, Titleist panicked. Titleist said that, you know, the USGA is in search for a problem. But, you know, I think with the ball companies, this is a financial statement that they're making, right? This is them not wanting to make new golf balls.
How about having a product that you make 6 billion of them and everybody loses them?
Yeah.
So it's a reoccurring business, and it'll be fine. And 90% of the amateurs shouldn't play that professional ball anyway. They should play the Pinnacle. They should play, you know, a cheaper ball because they lose so many of them. You know, so that's what I would do. I think the price is controlling that. You know, when I started, a box of Titleist balls were $10. Now it's $75.
Now, on the, you know, we talked a little bit about the LIV Golf front. You know, putting the rollback the conversation behind us. The second event of the LIV season is underway in Tucson, Arizona. Mark Leishman leads the way at 6 under, Abraham Answer and 5 under, in a tie with Matthew Wolf and Louis Oosthuizen. Charlie, your good friend Freddie Couples had a couple words to say about LIV golfers this week. Did you catch those comments?
Well, you know, Fred's got entitled to his opinion. I mean, that's for sure. And everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know, so let it be. It's freedom of speech.
Yep, second season for LIV Golf. You know, the viewership has still been iffy, but this is, you know, they're bringing in a team product. You know, Charlie, it's something a little bit different.
Yeah, different is good. It might not work, though. I mean, team tennis has never worked.
I don't see this going past 2023, but at the same time, you have to, you know, somewhat respect the changes that LIV Golf has forced the tour to make. I think when you talk about members of the PGA Tour and members of the Korn Ferry Tour getting handed $500,000 to start the year, I think you have to, you know, that's definitely a result of LIV Golf, don't you think?
Well, sure it is. Sure it is. It's progress. It's helped each sport. I mean, when the NFL was challenged by the AFL back in the 70s and they were paying Joe Namath $100,000, everybody thought it was the end of the world. Now the NFL is the biggest business in the world. I mean, the Super Bowl proves it. The two entities came together, they merged, they figured it out, and you know, we're a big country, we're a big world. There's room for everybody.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. Let me take a quick break to tell you about my friends over at Brookside Equipment. Tom and Adam Belimovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations, and it is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Whether you are a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the Brookside team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, their trusted clients are Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf club in Texas, and Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. And no matter your situation, Brookside has the deal you need. New or pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all, and they stand by your side through the whole process. Houston, Spring, Jersey Village, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston, Angleton, Hockley, and Conroe. Go see them at one of their 9 locations and visit their website at brooksideusa.com, where you'll see the rodeo special going on right now. Tell them you heard it right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Once again, that is Brookside Equipment. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the University of Texas fraternity at the top of this leaderboard at Valspar right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. 31-year-old Adam Shank leads the way at 7-under at the Dallas Bar Championship here in Tampa at the Copperhead Course. Kramer Hickok in second, solo second at 6-under, and then Cody Gribble, Tommy Fleetwood, Jordan Spieth, and Davis Riley, who finished second in this event last year, are all tied for third at 5-under. What a weekend ahead, as we're seeing some players who have played well at this tournament in the past show up again. Justin Thomas only a couple back at 3-under. Unbelievable leaderboard, Charlie, we have here. And I just want to start. We're going to get to the Texas graduates front here in a second. You know, on the LIV Golf front in Tucson, Mark Leishman leads the way at 6-under. Matthew Wolf, Abraham Answer, and Louis Oosthuizen in a tie for second at 5-under. But, Charlie, you go down this LIV Golf leaderboard, and a tie for 14th is Brooks Koepka at 2-under. This is a guy who a year ago was ranked number 20 in the world. He said it was embarrassing to be ranked number 20th in the world. And this week he has dropped outside of the top 100, Charlie.
You know, that's what a product of what they're involved in. He took $100 million or how much, and he has no place to play to gain world ranking points. So that's it in a nutshell. Let me ask you a question. If
yes,
I, the golfer, right now want to see the leaderboard for LIV Golf, where do I go?
Well, you have to go to their website, Charlie. It is, you know, livegolf.com. You know, the format of the website, just the way it's developed, it's a little discombobulated. But that's where you would go, Charlie. That's where you go, livegolf.com.
Okay, well, we're just helping our listeners.
Yeah, well, and to see the coverage, you know, it's on the CW network. It's streamed on their website, livegolf.com. I mean, there's a couple different ways to watch it, Charlie, but when you talk about the elite golf going on this weekend, it's tough to watch anything else when you have someone as entertaining as Jordan Spieth just two shots back to the Dallas Bar.
Yeah, I mean, but we've got to be – we're a world of inclusion. That's the big key word today, and it's making our world stronger and better. You know, sure, Liv has made some mistakes. They're the bull in the China closet. They've come out and done some things that maybe they shouldn't have, and so. But moving forward, we have to really learn to get along, and so now we know how to get. I got the website up. I wouldn't have done this a month ago, but once again, you know, I want everybody that's listening to get the new golf magazine, 2003 Masters Review. And in that is the story of how golf evolved at the Masters and how this wonderful tournament exists today because of what happened in yesteryear. And the cover is just magnificent. It's Matsuyama's caddy bowing to the golf course. And it's beautiful. It is so poignant. We have to get along, and the game will be better for it. So we'll argue about the length of the golf ball and all that, but you know, we got to lead by example, and maybe we can get the whole world playing golf. But it's a great magazine, and it tells the story of Bobby Jones and how the tournament evolved, and now it's the best tournament ever because it's done right. And they're including Liv. They've welcomed them. They have them at the table. They're going to be there to be, you know, to start the mending process. And hopefully it doesn't turn into a ballroom fight. But
No. But, you know, if I'd have told you 2 years ago that on a Saturday in March, we would be discussing two different golf products to watch with great players at the top of both leaderboards, you know, that's a positive. That's a positive for sure. Looking at the top of this Valspar Championship leaderboard, you know, noticeably a good amount of University of Texas, you know, former Longhorns that are at the top of this leaderboard. Kramer Hickok, you know, not a PGA Tour winner yet, but, you know, at 30 years old, you know, that could be around the corner. Cody Gribble is obviously another great player. Charlie, 32 years old, won the Sanderson Farms years ago, playing on past champion status. And, of course, Jordan Spieth is up there. What are your thoughts as far as, you know, your John friend, John Fields is a close friend of yours. What about the development of these players that he's produced?
Well, it just shows his eye for talent and the guys that went to University of Texas.
And Doug Gim, only a couple shots back in 12th, but go ahead. My apologies.
Yeah, that's okay. But, you know, the guys that didn't make the cut, Fratelli, Bo Hostler, Cole Hammer, University of Texas, all the great universities have developed great, great college programs and are developing great talent, great kids, and starting with University of Texas. You know, I mean, Stanford has been all the great Alabama.
Yeah.
So it's the place where people go to get better so they can play professional golf. That's all I can say. And it's fun to watch. My grandson is now going to be part of it. He's made a commitment to SMU, a wonderful school that he gets to go to, not only get a great education, but he gets to play golf. And there's thousands of kids doing that Thousand of Girls, the girls program, the University of Houston, the kids just shot like 20 under and won a tournament. The ladies program at Houston 5 or 6 years ago didn't exist. And now golf is a big part for the ladies and for the girls to play and learn and enjoy.
Well, Charlie, I'm right down the street from Concession Golf Club in Sarasota, where Bryson DeChambeau won the NCAA individual championship while he was at SMU. So what an accomplishment for Charlie Wiley. Obviously, they've had great teams in years following that. You see Mac Meisner, who's top 10 on the Korn Ferry Tour right now, and the money list. He's at SMU. Just phenomenal players. I can't wait to get him on the show, young Charlie Wiley, and get his thoughts about his commitment.
Well, then the other one we must always never forget is Payne Stewart. He was the great golfer that went to SMU and
the
did
great
so
Mustang.
Much. The great Mustang in the sky, you know. And, I just hope everybody can play college golf and get a great education and learn from the game.
Charlie, you look back at this event in 2015. It was the site of Jordan Spieth's second PGA Tour win, and it took him 2 years to win his second PGA Tour event. There's a couple guys at the top of this leaderboard who are in search for their second PGA Tour win. Cody Gribble, Adam Long, a few other guys. How the second one, is it harder than the first?
Well, sure. I mean, Tiger won the Masters, and then, you know, he won his first tournament, then won the Masters, and didn't win for 2 years. Yes, it's a hard game, and once you win, you want to get better, and then you go backwards. You know, you take one step forward and go two step backwards, and it's hard to win because there's 150 guys you got to beat every week individually. It's not a team event. It's an individual event. And there, out of those 150, you're going to get 10 guys that shoot lights out every week. And chances are it's not going to be you. So, you must be patient to get your second win. And Jackie Burke always said it really well. You don't find tournaments. You don't win. They find you. All of a sudden, look what I just found. You know, look what I just found. Just stick to your guns. Don't think about winning. Just think about working hard.
I mean, how about the fact that the leader, Adam Shank, a notable member, he's been on the PGA Tour for a long time, number 72 on the FedEx Cup. His last pro win was on the Korn Ferry Tour in 2017. But, Charlie, this is he's playing his 10th week in a row on the PGA Tour. You don't see that a lot these days.
No, you don't. But guys are getting to be better athletes. They're getting, you look at I think the hardest season is baseball. The guys play 164 games a year. I mean, that's just an incredible amount of competition and practice. And the PGA Tour guys, you know, they get tired when they play 20. Well, you know, come on, suck it up. Let's get tough.
No, he's getting tough. You know, Adam Shank, he's a guy who has been out there for a while, still searching for his first PGA Tour win. We'll see how he handles the bad conditions this afternoon. I mean, it's going to be looking like Scotland out there. 80% chance of rain here in Tampa, Florida. We'll be right back on the other side. You're going to hear a lesson from the Golf Doctor. We'll talk more about the Copperhead course. And we'll give you some picks and predictions for Valspar. We'll do that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, Sports Map Radio Network, ESPN 97.5, Houston, presented by Insperity. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, 45 minutes past the Sellers Golf Hour on ESPN 975 Houston, presented by Insperity, HR that makes it. Before we keep rolling on the golf, let me take a quick break to tell you about my friends over on the Swing Sound app, which you can find on the App Store and Google Play. One thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is consistent rhythm and tempo in their golf swing. You either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially under pressure when you have a big putt to win your weekend skins game or a late afternoon match against the buddy. And what Marius Filmata, the founder of Swing Sound Golf, and the inventor of the Sam Putt Lab, has figured out is that almost all bad golf shots are caused by bad tempo. Do yourself a favor. Take control of your golf performance and establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store or Google Play. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. We keep the train moving with coverage from the Valspar. Adam Shank leads the way at 7-under. Kramer Hickok in second. Cody Gribble, Fleetwood, and Spieth. And a tie for third at 5-under. Week by week, we do a lesson. You know, obviously, of course, I'm all the way out here in Tampa, Florida, and I run into Todd Anderson on the inside the ropes, and all I hear is the legend that you are in the world of teaching and the stories with Golf Digest. What a run. It must be incredible to have, those people inside the ropes still week to week that – I acknowledge the great work that you've done.
Well, I appreciate that, and Todd's a special kid, and we did have fun. You know, one of the things that I had to do in my career is decide if I was going to stay at Houston Country Club as their golf pro or go out in the world and learn how to teach. And Golf Digest offered me an opportunity to teach with 20 of the best teachers in the world to learn how we teach the common folk. How do we teach people that want to learn? It's not a professional game. It's amateurs. We want to grow the game by teaching and making better amateur players. That's the game. That's Jackie Burke's game at Champions. He doesn't care about the professional. He cares about the amateurs. And let's learn from baseball. This is spring training. This is the month that those athletes take, and they go to the warm cities in states, Arizona, Florida, and start slowly. They work on their fundamentals. Well, we got to have some spring training for golfers. Take the first 3 weeks of spring, and don't worry about making a score. Worry about doing things right. Worry about having a pre-shot routine that's going to carry you through the year. Make it short and efficient. Good grip, good aim, good stance, good swing. Get the fundamentals down. That is what Jim Flick always said, and this is for every amateur that's listening, old or young, male or female, you want to train your hands, wrists, and arms to swing the club. And your body will respond to the swinging motion of the hands, wrists, and arms. We don't want to turn before we swing. That was Balaceros. You want to start the club back. The club has the furthest to go, the club head, in the swing, in the backswing. And don't be in a hurry. It's kind of like backing your car out of the garage every morning. Go slowly. Make sure you open up the garage door. My mother-in-law didn't one day, but... So the fundamentals of the game, if right now, if you put your hands in front of you and join them like you have a club in your hand, and make sure that if you're right-handed, your left is on in a position where you can put the club in the fingers. You want the club in the fingers. You want the two V's that are formed by the thumb and forefinger pointing at your right shoulder. You want to establish a good, you aim the club face first, the body second. Hear me out. Club face first, body second. That was Greg Norman's pre-shot routine. Greg Norman was one of the best drivers in the game, and he'd put the club behind the ball at the direction he wanted the ball to go. Do that. Then once you set yourself up, get good ball position, get good posture. Now you're starting to get ready to swing the club. Most of your mistakes aren't during the swing. They're before the swing. Pre-shot routine, good setup. Once you get set up, then really go ahead and waggle the club and get the ball, the club moving back and forth. It's just like a basketball player. You know, he's going to dribble that ball so he can get the feel in the hands, wrists, and arms. It's a hands, wrists, and arms game. I don't care. I'll argue that with any of the golf pros today that work on the, you know, let's keep it simple. I'm a little old-fashioned. I started playing golf in 1954. You realize how long ago that was?
That was incredible.
But it's still the same. And today I'm almost 79 years old. And it's I'm still working on my hands, wrists, and arms. So that's it right there, Will. And we'll talk more about this as the spring goes on. But spring training, no score for 3 weeks until you really, if you do play score, play Stableford. Look that up in the rules book, and you'll enjoy the game much more. You don't want to put down on your scorecard an 8. You just leave it blank. That's all
Charlie,
you do.
Speaking of pre-shot routine, you know, a lot of fans obviously have been watching Jordan Spieth go through the ebbs and flows here over the last 2 years. You know, we saw him, you know, working a lot of, you know, funky moves in his pre-shot routine last year, trying to work on positions on top of the backswing. This year, it seems like, you know, he gets over the ball, and there's a little more flow to his routine, and it's showing. You know, he sits two back at the Valspar, and you know, he continues to be the most entertaining player in the world. You know, last week at the Players, it was looking like he was going to miss the cut, and he sprayed on Friday, he sprayed one way right that looked like he was going to go in the water. On 9, it hits a fan in the knee
and pops
back in the fairway, and he goes on to make eagle. He always takes advantage of lucky breaks that he gets. But what have you seen with Spieth? You know, it seemed like a lot going on in his swing last year, and things seem a little more smooth and tuned in this year.
Well, there's two words: scar tissue. Once you hit a bad shot at the wrong time in competition, you start worrying more about that than your fundamentals, and you try to change. And change is good, but it's very hard. And once you've ingrained one habit, it's hard to get rid of that and start another one. So that's, to me, sometimes he gets over the ball and he doesn't know whether to use his first swing or the third swing or the, you know, everybody, you know, he gets into a state of confusion and unrest. The body cannot relax, and because of his thought process, that's what I see. Once he gets a thought that works, boy, oh boy, he's going. But then he hits a bad shot, and then all those nightmares reoccur. So it's a funny game we choose to play, and especially in a competitive world as professional golf.
I think my favorite story going into the weekend, it comes as far as the amateur golf is concerned, and there's an amateur, and, you know, obviously not in contention. He's in 47th at the Valspar, Charlie. His name is Nick Gabelchick. He is an amateur out of North Florida. He qualified for the event. And, you know, he was 4 over after day one. He shoots 4 under in the second round to get back to even and make the cut. Charlie, a year ago, he was picking the range at the Valspar. He worked it every year as a junior, and now he's playing the weekend. I think that's just a phenomenal story.
A wonderful story, and there's millions of those, you know, throughout the year. And in the new golf magazine about the start of the Masters tournament and how it evolved, you know, the guy that had one of the worst attitudes in the world was Bobby Jones. He walked off of the old course golf course because he couldn't play the 11th hole, the par 3, and he got mad and he acted like a little baby. But you learn how to control your mind and your nerves, you can really have fun with this game.
Well, you know, it's, you know, we'll see what happens there on that front. You know, double defending champ Sam Burns is 7 shots behind going into the weekend. Charlie, the last player to win the same event 3 years in a row was Steve Stricker back at the John Deere between 2009 and 2011. We'll see if Burns can put together a low one on the weekend. But you know, looking forward at the schedule, we're less than a month away from the Masters. Charlie, the schedule will go the WGC Dell Match Play next week There'll be a secondary event at Corrales, but they'll go to match play. They'll go to San Antonio for the Valero Texas Open, and then the Masters, Charlie.
I'm not going to the Masters, but I'm going to watch every hour of it. So,
Charlie, I got Cody Gribble to win the Valspar. Who's your pick, real quick?
Scotty's going to repeat.
Valspar. This week, Cody.
Valspar. I'm sorry. I don't care.
See you next week.